Soft training, team engagement, and motivation. Since a store manager is a leadership position, he ensures that the staff is trained time and again, team is engaged, and motivation, the staff is motivated. You know, so staff training is, if he observes a staff has faulted, he's not given a proper right advice to a customer. So he knows that this particular staff needs training on product or on customer service. So he ensures that product, the training is delivered to him, him or her. Team engagement, so playing team building games, you know, when there are more than two or three people involved in a team, there is jealousy, there is, you know, there are sales target to each and every individual. So some staff who's not good in product training is not able to sell. And some staff who's a good salesperson, he's achieving his target. So there the jealousy comes in, and a store manager as a leader, he needs to pick this up, he needs to read between the lines and ensure that the staff who's not performing is given a product training, his doubts are cleared, handholding is being done, a proper support is given, and ensure that both of the staff are delivering as per the his targets and his choices, what the numbers he wants to deliver. And he needs to motivate staff. So in case if a staff has done good sales, he'll motivate, he'll appreciate. There's a team briefing happening, there's a team meeting which happens and as a time and recorded on a weekday, on a specific day there are team briefing happening. So if somebody has given a good service, the staff is appreciated in front of the store team, which helps in motivating that staff and performing, giving better results and performing more in an efficient manner. Customer feedback and service standard. So there's a feedback mechanism made available in the store. There's a feedback book. He goes to the feedback book. If there's a positive feedback given for a staff, so that has to be communicated in a team briefing, which helps in motivating staff. In case there is a negative comment, if the customer is not happy with the product or service, he or she would go back, check who the staff was or whether the product was not available. So he'll rectify the negative comments. He'll ensure, he'll call back the customer. He might have to call and apologize for the bad service. You know, it is this part and parcel of his job. You know, competition activities and impact. If the store is in a mall or if it's an exclusive brand outlet on a high street store where most of the brands are available, he needs to go out and check what the competitors are offering. So he has to see if it's a ladies apparel store, then he needs to go and check what are the options available, how many salwar kameez dupatta the competitor is offering, what color option they have, what color, what sizes they have, is whatever is in vogue, whatever is in trend, whether he, if a competitor has five type of patiala salwar, or he has whether he has five different options, whether he has a printed shirt, whether so this basically he has to be prepared with he has to check what's going on in competition, what is the competitor offering. You know, he has to be aware of the products available with him and what is the impact. So in case if the competitor is offering 10 different options at a reduced price, you know, then his store is a threat. You know, he needs to give this feedback to his head office. According to other functions and updating management. So there are different departments involved. There is the head office have accounts department, there is a legal department, there is HR department, there is supply chain department which supplies product. So he has to coordinate with different departments at head office. So in case if he doesn't have 10 different products which competitor is offering, he has to give feedback to the merchandising team. You know, if in electronic if the store manager belongs to an electronic segment, now if he doesn't have a Bluetooth speaker or he doesn't have something, some brand is offering something free which the competitor is giving but which he doesn't have, and he needs to go ahead, give this feedback and make them explain that if I don't get this product what competitor is giving, you know, we might tend to lose business, we might not be able to give good customer service, or we might not be able to give superior experience to the customer. So there is a lot of coordination involved, a lot of if there is a hiring issue, if doesn't have staff, then probably he has to go back to HR department and tell them that okay, I need right staff to hire sales staff, you know, that can help in you know, increasing business, increasing sales and giving a superior customer delight. So a lot of coordination is involved in this. Documents files to be maintained. Following documents and files must be maintained with store head operation with revised copies. Store layout copy and a list of assets in the store. Whenever a store opens, there is a store layout copy which is handed over to the store manager. Now this layout is basically, it gives an idea where which product will be kept. So the layouts has been designed by the head office, and they have decided that okay, apparels will be on the left side or food section should be on the right side. A chiller where all chilled products are there will be kept next to the milk products or something. Eggs will be kept next to it, a bread will be kept next to milk, or cornflakes would be kept next to the milk products. So this, there's a lot of planning, there's a lot of assortment which happens. There's a store layout which is handed over to the store manager. Now it is the responsibility and duty of the store manager to ensure that this layout is adhered to, you know, there are no changes. In case if the cornflakes are moved away from the milk, you know, it will be difficult for customer to look at a product. You know, the customer will go in different aisles and the customer will not buy that product, which will not give sales to the store. It would be a failed situation for everyone. The customer will not get the product, he is dissatisfied, the store will not get sales, the targets are not achieved, customer goes out, gives negative feedback about the store, and the store sales starts losing and they are not able to achieve their targets. So he ensured that all assets kept in the store are kept in proper condition where they are supposed to be. Store license copies and correspondence with authorities. So when a store opens, every state they need to take a store operating license. That differs from the government, it differs from state to state. So when they have to ensure that all local laws are abided by, they have an original or a copy or a Xerox copy which needs to be hung in the back office. There is an office or there is a space given. Then there are music license, there are trading licenses, there are licenses if you keep pesticides. Now if you are, just giving an example, if you are selling HIT or if you are selling Begon, probably you need to take a license, a local insecticide license available at all different states, you know. So there are different licenses, there is a list of licenses which has been provided to the store manager. He has to ensure that those licenses are valid and they are displayed, and as and when there is a government authority visiting to check these licenses are showed to them. And periodic renewal of these licenses, again he needs to keep on checking every year whether it's a 3-year license or 2-year license. So they need to, if it's going to expire, he needs to renew it. Store annual business plan, month-wise business achievement versus targets. Now this, every organization works for profit, and the store manager has been shared with the weekly, monthly and annual targets. So he has to keep a tab how the store is performing, whether the sales are coming in, whether they are going to, whether the store is in profit or loss. So he has to daily monitor the number of the targets given and how the store is performing. And there's the planogram. So planogram and layout is more or less it goes hand in hand. The head office makes a planogram. They keep, as I said earlier, the food contract would be kept together with the milk. So apparel would be in the left section. On men's shirts will be together. Men's casual will be together. Entire men's section will be in one particular area. Entire women's wear, ethnic wear, western wear will be divided into ladies. Kids would be separate. Kids section would be next to a ladies. You know, so if somebody, a kid who's not 8 to 12 year old, not able to decide, the mother will decide for the child. You know? So the planning is very important, planogram and the store layout is very important. So a store manager knows which section is where they cannot do changes on their own. In case if there is a difficulty in customer, he has to go back, give the feedback to the different head office people, and then they can revise it and taking a call accordingly. If a planogram is not proper, if the aisle is not bigger enough for customer to move in, then probably a store can give a feedback to the management team and they can change it. But it's mutual thing, it's based on feedback, a lot of other things are involved in it. Essential qualities of store operations. The store manager is a CEO of store with complete profit and loss, P&L responsibility. In other words, the store is store manager's baby. As said, communicated, the store manager is a leader who, like in Hindu undivided family HUF, he is like a karta, he is the head of the family. So he takes a call when it comes to the profit and loss of the store. He has been equipped, he has been trained, He's been given rights and powers to execute. So he knows exactly where he has to drive his team. The numbers are shared with him. The targets are shared by weekly, monthly, and annually. He knows the cost. He knows which staff is good, which is not bad, whom training has to be imparted. If the customer service is lacking, he needs to check. He needs to ensure that the store, if there's a store maintenance guy, he needs to ensure that all lights are working properly. He has to ensure that music played is as per the norms. He checks whether the firefighting equipment is in place. There are a lot of checklists. So he is basically the head of family and he knows how he has to drive profits. So he, everything and anything which happens under store premises, he directly or indirectly becomes responsible for the store operations. A successful store manager has below competencies: retail savvy, passion, leading from front, great communicator, relishes the detail, love for customers, strong people and leadership skill. A person who's a retail savvy, who has inbuilt customer service, who is eager to help a customer, will become a successful store manager. Somebody who has service industry or somebody who's eager to help would become a good store manager. So these are the qualities which are needed. He has to be passionate about his job. You know, if he is not happy, somebody in retail, a store manager would not get a holiday on a public, the store manager is working on normally on public holidays. So if it's a 15th August or a 26th January, probably he has to work when the entire family is enjoying, or when the entire family is enjoying outside, he has to work, he has to do his 8 to 12 hours of duty. So if he is not passionate about job, he will not deliver 100% customer service experience. A store manager is a leader. So as leaders, they lead by front. He will not just give command and leave it. He will ensure, he will walk the talk. He will train the staff. He will talk to the staff. If the staff is lacking product knowledge, he will ensure that he gets trained. If a product has, if the product is not available, he will talk to the merchandising team and get the product in his store. A leader has to be a good communicator. So whatever communications come from head office, he becomes the bridge. You know, he communicates it to the who's team. So his clarity of thought is much important. He has to know what exactly the head office wants to communicate and what exactly the customer wants to communicate. He becomes the interpreter. He goes ahead. He goes and trains the staff, and he explains the promotions and everything to the team below his down. So he has to be a good communicator. He has to be, he has to talk properly. He has to communicate properly to the team as well as communicate properly back to the head office. Relishes the detail. So normally they say retailing is detailing. The more you go into details, you get to learn more you learn, you get into details, you get started things. You know, so he has to have that getting into details, going down. If a customer service is not good, he has to go down below and check who was the staff who defaulted or whether the product was not available. So he has to go in depth and find out. If it's positive, find out. If it's negative, he still has to go in depth and find it out. Love for customers. He should love his job. He somebody who loves to talk to people, somebody who's friendly, who can help customers. That is the main criteria of a staff who wants to, for a person who wants to get into retail. Somebody who's service oriented, somebody is eager to help. These are the qualities needed. Strong people and leadership skill. He should have a quality of an HR person where he can find out the strengths and weaknesses of staff. Basically, he has to be a good SWOT analysis. He has to do good SWOT analysis. He has to check what is the strength of a staff, whether he's good in selling or whether he's good in customer service. So if a staff is good in customer service, probably he'll move him to customer service desk. If somebody is good with numbers, probably he can be moved into cashiering. Somebody who's healthy, somebody who can move in stocks, somebody can go into supply chain or a warehousing operation. So basically he has to do good SWOT analysis of the team, ensure that the right strengths are used in the right strengths are used for particular staff. That the SWOT analysis comes into every aspect of retailing. So he has to be good leader, he has to be good listener, he has to empathize with the customer who's not happy, he has to be good motivator, he has to wear multiple hats. So managers walk checklist. Retail is in detail. Many details need to be adhered to. So moment he comes in the store, he'll take his checklist in his hand, and probably after some time the points, you know, are inculcated in his DNA. So he doesn't even have to refer, he doesn't have to go through it since he's been doing it daily. So he comes in the store, he checks whether the dusting is done, cleaning is done properly, the music is playing, offers are being reflected on POS. POS is the point of sale where the customer comes and do the billing. So he checks that, he ensures the product, the lights are working, all products are displayed. So he takes his walk, come back inside, he checks whether the tender sheets, so if a customer has made out of 100 rupees, if customer has paid 70% by card, 30% by cash, so whether the head cashier has done proper billing or not, whether the documents are submitted by the office. So he does the check, he checks the financial aspect of the store. No. So there are, then again, if the hiring is required, he'll talk to HR person or he'll go out and ensure the interviews are taken, the right type of staff is hired. So there are a lot of things which he does in daily checklist. Misses affect customer experience and detrimental to store success. So once this checklist is done, he might go to staff feedback, customer feedback, which whether the product was not available, he coordinates with head office. If any training needs to be done, he does again the coordination. If stocks are not available, he talks to the merchandiser or the buyer and ensure that he gets the product. Most of the activities are carried out by store staff. So he just go through the checklist, and if something is not correct, probably he'll call the department manager of that section or the team leader, or he'll ask the staff what was the reason. If the sales were good, what was the reason why customers has bought 2 shirts or 5 shirts, or why he's the lady customer bought 2 or 3 different salwar kameez, you know. So he'll also do a store profiling where he'll check whether the customers, what type of customers are coming, what type of profiling is there, whether he's getting young crowd, whether he's getting more of middle-aged customers, you know. So most of the things are carried out by staff, but he'll take feedback from the ground level staff, and he'll also stand there and know, he'll also check what things are needed. If certain products are not available, then he has to go back to head office, give feedback and get it arranged. Operations managers must monitor and supervise with a checklist. So they basically take this checklist, they stand, go on floor or shop floor, they go, they check and they adhere to it. Checklist is objective, put 1 for adherence and 0 for a gap. So it's a basic audit in system placed by the head office, wherein if something is there as per the SOP, as per the standard operating procedure, he'll put 1 mark. If it's not there, if there's a gap, he will zero. He'll put a 0. Now, wherever there's a 0, he needs to work on it. And if the product is not available, he's putting a 0, then he has to go back, give feedback to the buyer, merchandiser, and ensure that the stocks are available. Now, this is basically getting a loop completed. So if product is not available, he'll go talk to the merchandisers, the merchandise in the stocks, it comes into the warehouse scans it, does an inward, do proper documentation, and then finally the product comes on flow. So the store manager loop will only get completed only by the time when the product will hit the flow. A final touch score reflects the overall score performance. So in case there is a positive feedback, there's a 1. If there is product is not available, it's 0. So out of 10 or out of 100, whatever is the rating, it reflects with the leadership quality of the store. So if he doesn't take action on the zeros, and he doesn't motivate staff on number of ones, or he doesn't motivate, he doesn't share good things, you know, it's the audit checklist is the reflection of the store manager, his overall leadership skills. Improvement or decline can be objectively tracked. So if there is a visit from a government official and he doesn't have a license, now he doesn't take any action, probably if the chances are the government attorney might seal the store or the store operation might be seized, you know. So once a visit has happened and the store manager is not able to renew the license, or probably he is not able to go ahead and renew it, he needs to escalate, you know. So in case if he doesn't escalate and the license is not renewed, the chances are the store might get shut down. So managers walk checklist. So these are the checklist where he goes through it on a daily basis, where he checks the parking area, 4-wheeler parking and allocated space. parking area is clean and safe. So in case if it's not clean, you know, he has to get hold of the housekeeping supervisor or the housekeeping staff, ensure that the parking allocated spaces is neat and clean, and it provides. See, the parking area is the first place where the customer comes in. It is the first customer touch point. So if it's not neat and clean, a customer will have a bad experience. They will start making impressions about the store. If they think the parking area is not neat and clean, probably the store would also not be the neat and clean. So that's the first customer point. External signages. Now there should be a directional signages kept in the parking area where exit and entry has to be there. A guard has to be there to help out when a customer wants to come and park his car. Somebody has to guide to and ensure that the customer is guided to a place where the parking is available. Similarly, when a customer is leaving, he or she should be guided from where the exit is. Normally in malls or normally in shopping complexes, the entry and exit are different. You know, so somebody has to be there to help customers, to guide them. Glow signboards are dust free and clean. So he has to ensure the branding of the store is neat and clean. The organization glow sign has to be, it's an image of an incorporated company. You know, so if it's not neat and clean, the customer will again make an impression that okay, cleanliness is not important for the store manager or for the organization. Glow signs are illuminated. He has to ensure that the lights, whether it's normal LED lights or whether it's a glow light, it has to be illuminated. If it should not be flickering, it should be in a good condition. If it's not working, he has to get it replaced or he has to get it repaired as soon as possible. Concessionaire partners, he need to check whether the mall is, if there are partners available, if mall is having a reception or something, so he needs to check that who are the concessionaire partners are. All concessionaire partners are operational, so if there is somebody who's giving a concessionaire services, whether the staff has arrived, whether they are properly manned, they are adequately manned, so he needs to check that. Cleanliness is adhered to, staff is welcome. He needs to check. There are grooming standards available. So different organization has different grooming standards, wherein there are parameters available for somebody who's in restaurant or service industry. They need to wear gloves or they need to wear hats. The guard has to, as per the guidelines, the hair should be tied up, or in certain service standards, the staff cannot grow beards. So he needs to check grooming of staff. Some staff should not eat pan gutkha. They should not, on duty, they can't chew chewing gum. So there are different pointers. There's a separate standard operating procedure on grooming and cleanliness, which he needs to know, and he has to check whether this grooming is well adhered to or not. Next point is security. He needs to check whether the guard is manning at the entrance, whether he or she is greeting the customer. So that's part of checklist. Again, different pointers are used by different organizations. Security staff well groomed and presentable. The guard should be in crisp uniform. Ironing has to be done here. The shoes should be polished. So lot of pointers are there in an SOP. A standard operating procedure has detailed procedures mentioned for the security guards, which the security agency has to follow, as well as the store manager needs to go and cross check it. Security desk registers, etc., in place. So normally a security guard counts the number of customers walked in, or they maintain lost and found register, or there is a baggage counter. So all this register has to be there available with the security guards. Equipments, DG set operational. So store manager has to check if the DG set is operational or not. So he goes out with an admin administrative staff, or he goes with the maintenance if the staff is available in the store. If the maintenance staff is not available, probably he will go and he'll check the operationality of the DG. DG set is basically your generator set. Adequate diesel present in DG set. So a generator runs on a diesel, so he has to check on the meter whether the diesel set is available or not. So he does his check before store opening. Dustbin placed at appropriate places. So when he takes a walk, he has to ensure that all store areas have, wherever the dustbins are placed, it has to be there, it has to be clean, neat and clean. It has to be emptied at regular intervals. Doormat placed especially in monsoon. So normally every store places a doormat when it's a rainy season, so that a customer comes in, they wipe their feet and so that the cleanliness and the ambience of store is taken care of. No broken or cracked tiles. So if the tiles are broken, he has to get it replaced. He has to ensure that everything is, you know, plastered well. There are no broken tiles. Junk store material scrap. Every periodic in 3 days, 7 days or 15 days time, he has to ensure that the scrap is disposed of, and the money has to be, and the proper accounting has to be done. So he cannot keep junk material scrap in store. There is an again standard operating procedure laid by different organizations where he has to act upon that. Glass panes are neat and clean. So every store facade window has to be, the doors of the, if it's made of glass, he has to ensure that the glass are neat and clean. The clean, periodic cleaning has been done, daily cleaning has been done. Glass doors are clean. Again, coming to the previous point, he has to ensure the housekeeping staff is cleaning the product with a paper, with proper cleaning material. It should not have any stains on it. Washing rooms clean, hygienic, and no foul odor. So he has to go to the washroom if it's available in the store. He has to ensure the flush are working, whether a room freshener is available. There should be no foul smell, available. You know, it has to, the faucet should be working, the latches of the washroom should be clean. So basically when he takes a round, he ensures everything is under control, everything is spick and span. Stock receiving area cleanliness. So there is a separate area given to a warehouse person where the stock which comes from the warehouse or from the supply chain department, so that area is neat and clean. He comes, the stocks come in, the stocks are inverted, proper documentation is being done. So he ensures that there is no dust, there is no scrap available over there. So stocks comes, they are kept in a packed condition, they are inverted, proper documentation is done, and then the stock moves on floor. So basically he goes and checks the cleanliness and hygiene of the stock inverting area as well. Baggage counter is proper. So goes to the baggage counter, checks whether the place where the bags are kept is called pigeonhole. You know, so normally there are different sizes of pigeon holes available. For a bigger bag, there's a bigger rack. For a smaller bag, there's a small rack. So he has to ensure that all the baggage counter have two type of the token counters are in pairs. You know, so there is a number one which is given to a customer. There's a number one kept in the counter. So he has to ensure that all the baggage counter, the tokens are in place. The register, baggage counter normally has a lost and found register. So if a customer has taken the token, he's deposited a bag and the customer's forgotten to collect the bag and he's gone out with the token, the same day entry has to be made in a lost and found register. And there's an again standard operating procedure available for that. But he goes through the checklist, baggage counter checklist, and he checks whether all these things are in place or not. Store convenience, clean aisles and with no cartons or bag. So normally there is a process where all the products which are displayed before store operating operational training hours, the product is displayed and the counter count, the cartons or the bags are moved out before the store opens. Trolley and basket are at the entrance. So this customer conveniences, trolley and baskets should be available at the exit, at the entrance. So when a customer wants to shop, it's readily available. Lighting is okay. AC and fans are okay. So there is a thermometer available in store where he checks the temperature of the store, and it's a customer convenience. Fire extinguishers in place. So he needs to check the safety of the staff as well as customers. So whether as per the layout the fire extinguishers are available, whether they are kept on the dedicated space, so that he needs to check. Emergency lights are working. So every store has emergency light. In case of power failure, this light comes up. So that he needs to check in his checklist. Exhaust fan are working. Exhaust fan wherever available. With exhaust fans are normally found in the washrooms or in somewhere where the stock receiving area is. So he needs to check whether the exhaust fans are working or not. Customer feedback from desk. So he needs to check empty forms are being replenished, if it's being used. If there's a, and he needs to go through the field forms whether the previous day he's got positive or negative feedback. Emergency exit area is clear. Every store has a fire exit mentioned for the customer as well as the staff safety. So he needs to ensure that nothing is placed in front of the exits. You know, it's a legal requirement as well as he needs to ensure the safety of the staff as well as the customers. All shelves in place and clean. So every shelf, whether it's made of metal or glass, has to be in proper appropriate place where as per the planogram. All products displayed are well, neat and clean. Dusting is done. They are, if it's apparels, it has to be hung size wise. Entire set has to be displayed. All products displayed neat and clean. All tops are clean. All shelf is clean. Floor stacks. Additional displays are okay. No insect pest or cobwebs. Periodic pest control treatment has to be done in cases of food. Somebody who's in a food business, somebody who's in a hypermarket. So if wherever there are food, the chances of getting rodents, rats, chances of getting insects is much higher. So he, along with the maintenance guy of the store, or if there's a store admin person, he has to ensure that the pest control is done on a regular basis. No poster label directly put on walls. So again, there is a visual merchandising theme. Visual merchandising is basically an interior decorator of your store. A normal house, there's an interior decorator, but a visual merchandiser is an interior decorator for a store. So there are again a different SOP on visual merchandising, where you can't keep a poster directly on the wall, you can't stick it. It has to be, you know, there are processes where you have to paste it or stick it in a proper stand. You just can't stick it on a wall directly. So there is a separate checklist available from available by the visual merchandisers. No marks of gum or sellotape. Whatever any offer promotion that's being done has to hang on a string or something. There are guidelines, so he has to ensure that there is no stains of the gum or sellotape being used. And when the signage is removed, the tape has to be removed properly, or the sellotape stains would remain and it will give a bad customer experience.